Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast for why Catherine and Crestwood would say that we should try decaf or even check the building for a gas leak.
Valid question.
And then the question was brought up in group therapy. Are restaurants a red flag?
Your new boyfriend seems to like to go to those places a lot.
Becky with the good hair challenges Kelly and can't beat Kelly.
And why you should always take the lump sum if you win prize money.
Yep, it's all on the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
You're here, so I assume you did not win the Powerball.
Totally forgot to buy a ticket.
Well, it's fine. 1.7 billion
is
what it's expected after another drawing passed without a big winner. Yep, exactly. Now, there are several like smaller increment prizes.
That's okay. I'll allow that.
And values that have won, but not the big one. So
anyone from Kentucky?
No, it doesn't appear.
Okay.
But the numbers were 316, 29, 61, 69. Powerball.
Okay.
Being 22.
Okay.
So Saturday night.
Still in it.
Prize expected to be the third largest in history.
Still in it to win it.
Probably over $1.7 billion.
All right. Is that the largest?
Third largest.
Third largest. Oh,
it would be third largest.
Oh, wait. It did get past $2 billion,
didn't
it?
I want to say, yeah.
Is it 2.5?
Maybe like last year.
Yeah.
But it's been over 40 drawings since there's been a winner. So.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a minute. So it's due.
Well, they need me to win.
Okay. Okay.
And so does the Speedway where I normally buy it.
Yeah. they need a little
they're like,
makeover.
They're really rooting for me.
They're like, hey, come on.
Yep.
Come on. Just someone win.
Let's go.
Let's get a little winner here.
It's go time.
Hey, you ever think that you've got a gift card somewhere and your spending is different because you think you have a little nest egg?
Oh, yeah. You're a little more willy-nilly.
Yeah, you're a little more willy-nilly. So that happened to me yesterday. Went out to eat. My mom's in town. And
like, Mom, we're going to be eating like kings today.
I know. It was like, I thought I had a... Well, okay, to be fair, I did have a gift card to this restaurant. And I was like...
Expired or already used?
Hang on. So I thought I had 50 bucks at this restaurant. And I'm like,
nice chunk of change.
All right, let's roll.
And tonight we're having dessert.
And so we're sitting down. I'm like, do you want an appetizer? Let's get an appetizer.
Why not get an appetizer?
I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm going to have one more beer. Yes, absolutely.
Daddy's making a ring.
Let's go. You know what? You want that? All right, let's go.
Anything for my princesses.
And so, you know what? I'll get the check.
Yep.
I got the check.
And your mom's like, oh.
Send it over here.
Benjamin, thank you.
I know. My mom's like, oh, I was going to. I'm like, no,
oh.
Mom.
Oh,
you,
honey.
You traveled here.
Are you sure?
I'm good. Then I take the check. I put my debit card in there. And I put the old gift card in there. I'm like, here you go. Slide it across. Waitress takes it, walks about 5 steps, turns around, walks back. It's like, hey, sorry.
Uh-oh.
This is to our other location.
What?
And
your
like,
gift cards are location specific.
I know. I was like, oh.
What kind of racket is that?
And then,
okay,
you know,
no
externally, yeah, exactly. Externally, I'm like, all right, no worries.
Could you call him and tell him it's fine here? Could you call him?
Is it too late
it's
to
still
go
in the family, right?
To go to that one?
It's in the family.
I know.
Parent company, right?
You that guys have fine. The same name. So yeah. I was
well, that's unfortunate.
I know. It was but you know, you have that feeling when you know you've already got a little padding, a little cushion.
Well, yes.
And you're like, yeah, I'll order the extra cheese nips.
Yeah.
I'll order this.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll get that because I've already got a credit. I got a credit. And so whatever I spend, I've already got a cushion of 50 bucks.
And then you're like, well, I'm not going to go to that location.
I know. And then
I'm at this location.
But then I'm like, I don't necessarily go to this restaurant a whole ton anyways.
That makes it sting even more.
I know. So it's
that
like,
makes it sting.
I finally got my butt to this restaurant.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me I got to go again and to this other location?
Yeah, that hurts.
I almost wanted to be like, here, Mom, I know you live in Florida, but take it.
See, that's not what we do, Benjamin. And I'm sure she probably saw what you were trying to do.
I don't know if she did or not. She's pretty she's pretty perceptive, so maybe. So maybe. Right. But yeah, I know I'm not the only one who's sat there and been like, "Yep, you know what? It only takes a nickel to go first class, nickel more to go first class."
Yep.
And then it's like, "Oh. All right. Well, I guess."
See, listen, I don't really come here a lot, and I don't foresee me going there. So if we could just take care of that here, that'd be great.
You know, if you could. Do you have a manager over there I could call real quick?
Listen, what kind of racket are you guys running where you're handing out location-specific gift cards? That's kind of like, that's not really like a full gift card.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair to them, it did say the other location's name on the gift card.
How are you supposed
but
to
at
read
the
that,
same
though?
Time, I'm like, it's under the umbrella of the same restaurant. So
you're like, I don't read fine print.
Yeah.
I barely don't read past the subject
exactly.
line of emails.
I barely read the email.
This is who I am. This is what we're working with.
All right. So anyways. So we got a lot of stuff to get to this morning. Setting the bar story.
Daddy's got to keep showing up to work.
I got to keep showing up to work.
Pay for pricey dinners that I can't use my gift cards.
That's right. We're going to test me on my lady knowledge a little later on this hour. Feel good story coming up next.
Yeah. Okay. Feel good story. Yes. We should turn this around. check out the website at WDJX.com. You can see these. And this is kind of an unusual Guinness World Record, but there's a really bittersweet reason behind it.
Okay.
It's a collection, but wait until you hear why the collection started.
All right. We'll get to that coming up next on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly and a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So a guy named Doogie just earned...
Doogie.
His name's Doogie.
All right.
He earned an unusual Guinness World Record for a collection. He's earned the world record for owning the most Crocs.
Oh, wow.
He's got over 3,800 pairs.
Oh, wow.
But his love for the shoes started as a foster kid in Connecticut.
Part of the foster care system that people don't realize is there's a lot of things that kids don't get taught or that are missed along the way. And some of them are smaller, simpler things like learning how to work a microwave or learning how to fold or do your laundry. And in my case, I didn't learn either of those, but also I didn't learn how to tie my shoes. I was too embarrassed to ask the adults around me for help. Each year you get older and I'm like, oh, I don't know how to tie my shoes. It gets kind of weird. Called it my goals list. For whatever reason, I just put 366 pairs of Crocs on there. That was the original goal on the goals list. Break or set a Guinness World Record and be in the Guinness book, which are two separate processes. The ultimate end game goal is I want to open up a museum, call it the Crocsium. Crocs are fun for everybody.
So wait, he...
he never learned how to tie his shoes.
Well, yeah.
Foster kid. And then...
But 3,800 pairs. Are there 3,800 different types of Crocs, or does he have, like, repeats?
No. They all look different. I didn't sit there and study, you know, in the video, try to look and see if I could find any duplicates. But he wanted 366 pairs initially, one for every day, plus leap years.
Sure.
And then he crossed that off the list. He said, you know what? Let's go for a higher. It's over 3,800 pairs. Guinness World Records, and he's in the book, which you had to have, I guess, different applications for that specifications.
Okay.
And so now he's shooting for a Crocsium.
Wow.
Was to open a museum.
I will
Crocs.
Say they are they're a comfy shoe.
Yeah.
We've all got them in our family.
Yeah.
Daughters love them.
Absolutely. And you go so far, and he's just like, you know what? That it got to be too embarrassing to ask anyone to show him how to tie a shoe.
Yeah,
he was like,
no,
you know
I
what?
Get that.
Crocs, I don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
And yeah, so you can see his full story. WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Sometimes when you have these encounters that are quick, but you think that person was cute, you don't get a name or number, what do you do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey. Send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. May I?
Sure.
Woman for man, hot train ferry at the tracks. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Makes me feel like we're there.
Thanks.
To the mystery man who emerged between train cars yesterday afternoon. Hi. I have to start out by saying I don't normally do this. I was sitting at the tracks, angrily tapping my steering wheel because I was already late for my nail appointment. Yes, very important business.
Okay.
The train stops.
Oh.
I start muttering to myself about how my life is basically over.
Okay.
Now I'm having to wait even longer while this stupid train just sits there. And then you.
Oh.
Some kind of conductor, train worker, railway superhero hops down like you own the whole operation. Not my typical type.
Sure.
But let's just say watching you work your hands around those tracks made me forget all about my acrylic fill-in.
Oh.
You looked capable.
Okay.
You looked steady.
Okay.
You looked employed. Double win.
Wow.
Look, I'm not a train expert, but you gave me a wink and a nod and said something about sending me on my way soon. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I was this close to hopping out of my car and pretending to offer to help my Mr. Toot Toot train man as if I know how to fix a train.
Mr. Toot Toot train man.
But before I could, you vaulted back onto the car. My future love life literally rolled away down the tracks.
Oh, no.
I don't know where train people live. A depot.
Good
secret
point.
Secret clubhouse. Sure. Magical caboose somewhere. So this is a total long shot, I get it. But if you're reading this, handsome hot train ferryman, please respond. So I know I didn't just hallucinate you while running late. Toot toot, all aboard my train of love.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Choosing to think she did go ahead and get her nails done. Just in
hopefully
case.
She made her appointment.
Hopefully she did.
Yeah. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This one is to the beautiful food bandit.
Oh, the food bandit?
Yes.
Oh, that's not good.
I'm just a humble Uber Eats delivery guy.
Sure.
Just trying to earn 5 stars, not trip over any welcome mats. Am I right?
Good goals.
Well, you are a vision in a face mask and curlers.
What?
Stepping out of your apartment like some sort of goddess who just woke up mid-soap opera. Now look, here's what happened.
Yeah.
Dropped off a bag of food at your neighbor's door, snapped a pic, and was seconds away from my escape when you appeared. I swear, even with curlers in your hair, you glowed like the Golden Arches at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, even with the face mask, too, he could tell she was hot.
You looked down at the bag, and I nervously asked if that was your order. That's when you locked eyes with me and said, "Depends on what you deliver."
Wait a second. That's not good.
Next thing I know, you snagged the food and disappeared into your apartment like some kind of beautiful raccoon with flawless skincare routine.
Totally stole her neighbor's food.
I should have stopped you.
Yes.
I should have defended the rightful owner's chicken tenders.
Yes.
But instead, I stood there frozen, starstruck and confused.
Sure.
Until my survival instincts told me I better leave before things got awkward.
I mean, yes, you would have to
explain.
To explain, she just took it.
So here I am. If you see this, mystery food thief, let's reconnect.
Really?
Preferably over dinner that you didn't steal.
Wow! He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He just watched her steal her neighbor's food. Doesn't matter.
She hot, though.
Because under the face mask, she's probably cute.
Yeah. So whether you're looking for your toot toot Mr. Train Man fairy.
Wow.
Or the lady in the face mask who raccooned the food from your neighbor.
He knows where she lives.
That's true. It can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connections. I mean, I'd be on board if she wasn't a bona fide thief.
Well, she is.
It was like an innocent little mistake. But no, she flat out just took it in front of you.
Yep, that's where. And a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
that's an example of what not to do.
Right.
Or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
I don't know if anybody has a difficult name because of someone else or how your name maybe has caused problems in your life. Mm. But if you can manage to make it through the day without having the same name as a billionaire with none of the benefits, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah. So this right out of Indianapolis, dude named Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah. That's a, well, everyone kind of knows that name.
Yeah. So listen to the issues. So he is an attorney, a bankruptcy attorney.
Oh, wow.
And he can't keep a Facebook page.
Oh, I bet. Because there's like, no, sir.
They're like, absolutely not.
We already have a Mark Zuckerberg.
Right. So
sorry,
he says,
imposter.
He says getting kicked off Facebook so often has cost him communication with clients, along with thousands of dollars in advertising for his law practice.
Oh, dang.
And so now he's suing Meta for repeatedly shutting down his Facebook pages.
For only allowing one Mark Zuckerberg?
And claiming that he impersonates.
Is it spelled the same way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark Zuckerberg.
I was thinking sometimes there's, you can be B-E-R-G or B-U-R-G.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Mark Zuckerberg is B-E-R-G.
Yeah.
And so is Indianapolis Mark Zuckerberg. Now,
Is M-A-R-C or M-A-R-K?
Okay. Now,
dang it!
Meta did share a statement that said, "We know there's more than Mark Zuckerberg in the world, and we're getting to the bottom of this." So they are aware. Doesn't sound like they're making it a priority, at least a priority enough for Indianapolis Mark Zuckerberg.
Can he like just have a page for his law firm? Like,
well, that's
Mark
what he's trying
Zuckerberg
to do.
Law.
Yeah. Well, they're still shutting it down.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They're saying impersonating.
What? It's like
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark isn't a lawyer.
No.
He owns Facebook. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is problematic.
I know, right? And
is he fine on Instagram?
He's older than billionaire Facebook Mark Zuckerberg.
So he's all like, I was here first!
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at all.
Oh, that is annoying.
So, like, right now, you know, you're just Kelly K.
Yeah.
But you never think in 10 years there could be a Kelly K prompt for something.
Right. Well, you know what? I did have to start like using my legal last name because they were giving me issues with not having a last name. Like they didn't want
Facebook,
me to just be Kelly K. They wouldn't allow it. Like, no, you can't just have a letter. You have to have a real last name.
Right. Right. So I want to know, how has your name caused you an issue or caused you a problem? 502-795-1997. But that's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without randomly having a name that is associated with a billionaire without any of the perks.
Who runs one of the biggest social media companies.
If not the biggest.
The globe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then you're doing okay. That's your setting the bar story. We'll take some of your stories coming up. How has your name caused you problems? Hey.
So my name is Charmaine Henry. Uh-huh. And a long time ago, I was pulled over by the police and arrested because a girl who had the same name had 5 warrants in the state of New York.
Oh.
Well, I feel like you have kind of a unique first name, right?
Yes. But not only does she have the same name, she had the same birthday as me.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
What are the odds of that?
And you're like, you're like, trust me, I haven't been in New York.
I haven't been in New York.
Oh, wow. I bet that took a while to work out, though, didn't it?
3 days. And you know what it was? She's 10 years older than I am.
Okay.
You'd think they would have caught that right away.
Well,
right.
Yeah, the year's different. Yeah.
So Charmaine, you said 3 days. Were you in jail for 3 days?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Did you sue?
No, I did not. I was only a teenager at the time.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
Oh, that is scary.
Well,
a teenager?
Well, hopefully this other Charmaine has stayed out of trouble for your sake.
Hopefully, or they caught her.
Yeah, right? Well,
wow.
Hey, thank you for the story.
Yes, thank you.
Alexa rolls in and says, since my name is Alexa, I always get the, hey, Alexa, what's the weather? Or, Alexa, play this song. And yes, I'm older than Amazon. Got another message from an Alexa. My name is Alexa. Besides the Despacito jokes or the Amazon thingy, I kind of love my name.
That's great.
I don't know the Despacito jokes, but yeah.
I don't either.
But I think that's, yeah. That has got to be a thing. Like, if your name is Siri or Alexa or whatever, and then all of a sudden it's just like, wow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. My name was Robert. I'm a woman.
Oh.
I absolutely hated the name my parents gave me for a number of reasons, mostly because I was, quote, supposed to be a boy. And when I turned out to be a girl, they still stuck with the same name.
Oh, dang.
Mind you, this was decades ago when certain names were specifically for boys and girls. So it caused a lot of issues. I changed both my first and middle names when I turned 46, and it was the best thing I ever did.
Oh, wow.
I put a ton of thought into the names I picked, and they suit me perfectly. They could have at least named me Roberta, LOL.
They were like, dang it,
sticking with it.
We love the name Robert.
Yep. Well, I mean, I was convinced that Jake, our son, was going to be a girl. Ava Grace. That was going to be. So, but now we did. Like, I made a list of girl names. My husband made a list of boy names. Yeah. And whatever it was going to be, that's who won.
Jessica rolls in and says, that girl that just called in about New York, my stepmom almost had the same exact story. There's someone with her same name and birthday who lives in New York, multiple legal issues, and somehow it always comes back to haunt my stepmom.
Oh, that is so problematic. Also, what's going on in New York?
Yeah, right. Yeah, Ashley rolls in and says, same thing happened to me. Birthday was a month apart. I was served at work by sheriff's officers with warrants. No. That was not for me, but someone with the same name.
At work. And then you have to try to convince your job. Like, It's not me.
Oh my gosh. This is like, how has your name gotten you into trouble?
Natalie says, not getting in trouble in a big way, but mildly infuriating. When I was in grade school, I got a, quote, talking to many times because I would be spelling my middle name wrong. My middle name is Elaine, but with no I. It got to a point that my mom was called to the office and had to explain that that is indeed how it's spelled. My dad's in charge of putting my name on my birth certificate and just put it down exactly how it sounds. But to this day, anytime I type my name anywhere or put it on my phone, it auto-corrects it to Elaine with an I instead of Elaine with no I. Oh, man.
Got a message from Mickey. The teasing when I was young was relentless. Then Tony Basil's Oh, Mickey, You're So Fine came out.
Oh, no.
And life took a deep turn.
Sure did.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I'm sure you could not hear that song.
Yeah.
Whenever
then
anybody
said,
met
the
you.
Day I left home, I started using my middle name, and it's been much better ever since.
Okay. All right.
How your name has caused you problems. I'm an Oscar, and growing up, I always got the Grouch.
The Grouch. Sure.
Even
thanks,
my parents,
Sesame Street.
Who would nickname me Oski, would just call me Grouch. Jeez.
That's so problematic.
Oh, Trina rolls in and says, my full name is Katrina. All the hurricane jokes.
Oh, sure.
So not trouble, just annoying.
Yes.
Got it.
No, I get it. Oh, hi, I'm Misty, a very popular name for dogs and cats. Imagine the fun. Oh, bless her heart.
I didn't really think about that. I had a Misty as a cat.
Did you really?
I did.
That's hysterical.
I did. Amy said I shared a mailbox in college with someone with my identical first, middle, and last name.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to check and see if it was mailed to me or her.
Okay, that's
problematic.
Annoying.
Yeah, for sure.
Daniel here. The damn Daniel era was a hard time for me.
Damn Daniel. Back at it again with the white van.
The Vine. Do you remember The Vine?
Yes, I held on to that for a long time. I loved that era. With the white van.
Daniel here. The damn Daniel era was a hard time for me.
Damn Daniel.
That was a hard era for me. That was a fun era. That was a really fun era. I'm sorry, Daniel. That was really fun.
All right. Hey, we've got a lot more text. We'll do some more stories coming up here on 99.7 DJX. So how has your name caused you problems? Now, being Ben, I always got like Benjamin Franklin,
Uncle Ben,
mm-hmm. Ben Gay.
Sure,
I got those.
Oh, there's a lot of them
on pretty frequent routine.
Bendover.
I did get Bendover. Yes, thank you, Kelly. Thank you.
You're welcome. I like that.
Clarissa rolls in and says, "Clarissa explains it all, yep. But I look nothing like her. Thank goodness."
Okay. Oh wow.
Is that Melissa Joan Hart?
I think so.
As Clarissa?
Yeah. She was seen as Sabrina the Teenage Witch, I think.
Yeah.
Two series that she was known for.
That is a, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a blast from the past.
Daily says, my name is Daily. People call me Weekly.
Hey, Weekly! Missy says, I always get, look here, Missy! Oh. I tell people not to take my name in vain.
Yes.
Another text from a listener, my last name is Bobbitt. The 90s were rough.
Ooh!
For those of you who don't know, Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah, okay. Ouchie.
Yeah, that was a period.
That was big news.
That was a news cycle.
That was a news cycle for sure.
Again, Alexis rolls in. I get the constant, hey, Alexa, ha, 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 so funny, I've never heard that one.
Oh, that's tough. Oh, okay. Annie says the amount of times I've heard, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Is astonishing.
Oh, from Michael Jackson.
Yes, also Alien Ant Farm. Forget about that version that slaps.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
My name is TC.
Oh.
I've always had small, let's say, bosom.
Oh no.
Although my name was not spelled with the letters, middle school boys made up a nickname for me. It was IBTC.
Oh no. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, we can't.
Never loved that.
Nope. Can't finish that.
No. Another text. My name's Jolene. Enough said.
Yep. Jolene. 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 Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I probably just contributed to the drama.
Sean says, my name is similar to the wrestler Shawn Michaels. Constantly asked if I could do the sweet chin music.
Okay. All right.
Well, there's that. You know what? A name will literally, that can shape your future.
Yes. Also, Annie had to deal with, that's gonna come out tomorrow. That one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another text from a listener. My name is Penny. Kindergarten was fun. Sure.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, good stories on that.
Yeah. Hopefully you're all
Gary
dealing with
said,
that.
I always heard Gary the Fairy.
Oh, Gary.
Oh, no.
Oh, Gare.
You know, everything's fine now. We all turned out to be normal humans,
survived.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
I survived being Smelly Kelly.
I should resurrect that
Stop
one.
Stop it. No. Kelly.
Oh,
Kelly,
no.
Kelly, belly full of jelly.
Oh, no.
What?
We'll do one more and we'll move on. Got a message on Facebook from Dolores. High school was rough because of what it rhymes with.
Oh,
a
no,
female
no,
body
no,
part.
No, 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 no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Dolores, we're so sorry. We're so sorry.
My name is Jay. So I would always get, what's Jay say from that stupid weatherman?
Is that Jay Cardosi?
Jay Cardosi.
Just shout out Jay Cardosi. You got a shout out on the show, Jay.
There
you
go.
Oh, shoot. All right, let's do some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Christian Quote says, Ben and Kelly, first off, I got to say, I love listening to you guys.
Aw.
I once saw Kelly at Meijer, did a double take, and ran into a display of apples. LOL.
That's random.
Oh, Christy. Next time, come say hello.
What a moment. Is that Kelly Kidd?
Fun story to share.
That's funny.
Anyways, I'm hoping you can help me out because I think I have something for your group therapy session.
Okay.
Started dating this guy. Something's concerning me.
Mm.
He loves restaurants.
Restaurants.
Loves to go to places like Hooters and Twin Peaks.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
He also likes those salons for men where pretty girls treat men like kings, giving him a haircut with a neck massage.
Mm-hmm.
He told me his parents were divorced when he was young, and he lived with his dad, who even at age 58 acts like a playboy with his sports car and dating younger women.
Okay.
So I just got to worry that he might not respect women since his dad really doesn't.
And
that might be all he knows to objectify women. Are these red flags that, you know, mean I should really run away or just be cautious or tell him if he's with me, he needs to stop going to these places? Thanks so much. I'll be listening.
Well, so my thought immediately is, you know, just because the dad does it doesn't mean his son's going to do it. I do understand the concern. And if it makes you feel uncomfortable, that's probably what you need to just kind of say. I get it's kind of hard to just say, hey, do you objectify women? Just curious.
No. Yes. But if he's like suggesting on dates, you go to places like that, that make you feel uncomfortable.
Be like, no, I don't really like the decor as much. Your son went to one of those, didn't he?
Sure did, for his 16th birthday. He liked it. He liked it a lot.
Christy, stay away from Kelly's son.
Certainly don't take him there for his birthday. They have a special tradition for birthdays.
What is it there? Like, I like Hooters or?
No. It's,
I like big racks. Is that what it says?
I saw nice racks
on
my
nice
birthday.
Rack. All right.
Or I saw big racks or something like that. And yeah. They hold up a little, it's got antlers on the little
trophy. Oh, so it's literally.
Yes.
Like a rack of antlers.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Cute, though. He had a great time.
Interesting. Yeah. So if you're starting to see that in the sun.
Right. And if, and maybe if, now, if you just started dating him, is that going to fade away because
he's in a relationship and he's like, okay, I don't need to necessarily go to these salons that cut my hair that, you know, are all about that stuff and hit these restaurants. I mean, Louisville's a very foodie town, so
absolutely
there are plenty of
lots of options.
Yeah, plenty of options that when it comes to that stuff. So all right, well, let us know, like, your experience. Like, did you deal with something similar, and how did it all work out for you? That's what we try to find for group therapy, or people who've been there, done that, and can offer their experience.
Yeah, I'm not going to fault him for, like, going to those places maybe before he met her, but if they continue on in the relationship. And she feels uncomfortable about it. Right, yeah. If he keeps insisting that's where he's going to go hang out a lot. Yeah.
Then that may be some caution. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Take some of your stories coming up on 99.7 DJX. And we're about 20 minutes away from Can't Beat Kelly, so that's exciting,
oh,
too.
Yay.
On DJX. So our listener Christy's boyfriend's dad, a bit of a player, loves those sports cars, dating younger women, and she's noticed her new boyfriend loves those restaurants, those quote breastaurants, like the Twin Peaks and sure. The Hooters and the like, and loves going to those salons, the hair salons where the women dress skimpy and they do all the massaging and all that stuff. Not that type of massaging, but, you know, on the neck and head and stuff like that.
By the way, shout out to the ladies at Twin Peaks. They showed my son a very nice birthday. he goes, Mom, I know what I want to do for my birthday. I want Dad and I to go to Twin Peaks. I was like, oh,
I mean,
okay.
You know, I mean,
that's fine.
That's a 16-year-old boy.
Absolutely.
That's not necessarily a grown adult.
They had a great time. Yeah. Good food.
Yeah.
Great service.
I'm a little surprised. Like, there are a lot of people who are saying, you know what? That is a red flag.
Yeah, a lot of people run. Red flag on the play. This dude will not change. Most likely will be single for a very, very, very long time. Dee Dee's like, I'd be out. Tanya, yes, run. A child either follows in the parents' footsteps and behavior or they go in the opposite direction.
Yeah, Trina texts in for single men. Fine. In a relationship or married, not appropriate. Next, he's going to be taking you to 7th Street for a date and a night of dancing. What do you mean, 7th Street Road? You know, the thoroughbred? I'm asking for a friend. I don't know.
Well, so Mike says, coming from a guy, absolutely 100% red flag. Don't get me wrong, nothing wrong with going to Hooters occasionally. Heck, they're covered more than the ones shopping at Walmart. But the way you already got that vibe from him is a sign to walk away.
Wow, that surprises me coming from you, Mike.
I know, yeah.
Because we've seen you comment on a bunch of stuff, and you're typically more of a thump on the chest sort of, like, man's man sort of thing.
I appreciate that, Mike.
Appreciate
that's
good perspective. Like that. You know, I had a boss who would always say, hey, we could have this meeting and drink a beer. Like, do you want to have this meeting out of the radio station?
Right. Sure.
We could have this meeting and drink a beer, or we could have this meeting, drink a beer, and see some boobs.
Oh! Oh, wow.
He was married. He's not married to that person anymore.
Oh, okay, then. Which then backs up the red flag.
Maybe it backs up the red flag. Now,
maybe.
Look, we did bring this up earlier, and there are plenty of people who are also pointing out the fact that if it makes you feel a certain sort of way, you got to make them know that that's how you feel.
Well, and if this, I think it's a big difference between occasionally.
Yeah, and all the time.
A lot of the time, a regular occurrence. And I think that's the problem, is it seems to be on a regular basis.
All right. Well, Christy, stay away from displays of apples at Meijer.
No, and, come say hi.
Oh, we only say that because her original message said, I went did a double take because I thought I saw Kelly at Meijer and I ran into a display of apples. So anyway, let it just, you know, tell them how you feel. There are a lot of people that are like, you know what, caution flag on this one.
Right.
So.
But maybe let it, you know, as you progress in the relationship, maybe. And if he.
Yeah, see if it tapers.
It tapers off.
Yeah. And there's plenty of.
Because it's early.
Great restaurants in this area.
Absolutely. And again, shout out to Twin Peaks.
Why you keep. They're not paying you to say that.
They're not, but maybe they should.
What, for your 16-year-old boy? Okay.
Well, I just want to make sure that we're not poo-pooing those restaurants.
My daughter went there with her boyfriend.
Exactly.
And a bunch of his guy friends.
But maybe we're just saying if you're going there all the time,
okay,
where there's lots of different options, okay, is what we're saying.
All right. Thanks. Keep us posted. That's group therapy. Time to play everyone's favorite game.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Can't Beat Kelly, let's introduce you to Becky, calling us from Bardstown. Hi there, Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Becky with the good hair. So Becky's calling us from Bardstown. She's 5'6", is a paralegal, and is married. How long have you been married, Becky?
20 years.
Wow!
Nice.
You know how
we're
it's done.
Up on 19. So yeah.
Look at that. If you make it, let's hope. Cross fingers, right?
What's the pool up to?
I think everybody who is in the pool is long gone. Okay. I'm the only one that's still here.
That's fun. Yay!
Yeah, Becky. There was a little, you know, because of Kelly's dating history.
It took me a long time to get married.
We had a thing going where it was like, all right, how long is she going to stay married? Be honest.
She's I made out. It.
Yeah.
We made it.
Yeah.
Babe, we made it.
Yep, she's outlasted it. If you make it to 20.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Great.
Sorry. Hey, Becky, we're going to kick Kelly out of the room, ask you 5 pop culture questions, bring Kelly back in the room, ask her the same 5 questions. If you get more correct answers than Kelly, you win. If you tie or get less, then you cannot beat Kelly. Are you ready?
I'm ready to break her streak.
Yes!
Nice! I like that confidence. Are you up on your pop culture? Have you been paying attention?
Yes, of course she is. Of course.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, see? You heard her.
Great.
All right, say bye.
Okay, bye, Kelly.
Kelly says, say bye, Kelly. All right, let's wait till she closes the door. Okay, she is out into the hallway. Becky, you ready? Here you go. Question number 1. Who is the founder of Facebook?
Mark. No, crap. I know this. Give me a second. Can I come back to it?
Yes. MTV announced they would temporarily do what ahead of the 2025 Video Music Awards?
Play music videos.
The Eternal Sunshine Tour is the 2026 tour of which musical act?
Crap. I have no clue.
Who played Ken in the 2023 Barbie movie?
I can see his face, which everybody can.
Need an answer.
Oh, gosh.
All right, I'm going to
John Carson.
Okay. Which Netflix show about Wednesday Addams became a massive hit in 2022?
Wednesday.
Okay, let's go back to who is the founder of Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg, whatever.
Okay, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly! Come on in, Kelly! Okay. Okay. Kelly.
Yeah.
Becky with the good hair. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to give three. Got three right.
Solid.
Got three right.
Solid.
I know.
Solid.
I'm as surprised as you, Becky. I'm as surprised as you.
Well.
Question number one.
Yeah.
Who is the founder of Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes.
Did she get that one right?
She did. She had to come back to that when she was struggling with the last name.
Oh, yeah.
But I did hear a Zuckerberg in there. So I'm giving that one to you, Becky. Okay. Okay? MTV announced they would temporarily do what ahead of the 2025 Video Music Awards?
Play music videos again.
Play music videos.
Imagine that.
Question three. You both got that right.
Mm-hmm.
The Eternal Sunshine Tour is the 2026 tour of which musical act?
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande is correct. Who played Kent?
Like, that's why I didn't get it right.
Who'd you say?
I didn't say anybody. Okay.
No, she didn't know.
Gotcha.
Who played Ken in the 2023 Barbie movie?
Mm. Ryan Gosling.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh, the Goss.
Which Netflix show about Wednesday Addams became a massive hit in 2022?
Wednesday.
5 out of 5. You got it, Kelly. Congrats.
Dang it, Becky, but you still have good hair.
Becky with the good hair.
Kelly, I think you're just cheating for you.
She's throwing cheating allegations at you, Kelly.
Oh, listen, we have cameras set up. You see me walking out. I'll send you the show sheet.
It's your job to know this stuff.
It is
a little cheated.
It is.
You know what? You should feel cheated. You should. You should feel cheated, Becky.
Don't hit the player. Hit the game. Okay, hit the player.
Becky, you've been great, but we need you to do one more thing for us, and that is, hi, my name is Becky from Bardstown, and I cannot beat Kelly.
Hi, my name is Becky from Bardstown, and I could beat Kelly, but I didn't.
I could if I wanted to.
Okay.
But I didn't.
Becky, hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a consolation prize,
Becky,
if you will,
I'm not
okay?
proud of my knowledge. It's not good knowledge.
Listen, she's proud of her knowledge. It's
useless
fine.
Knowledge.
All right. Hang on, Becky. Hang on.
Becky's a paralegal. She's smarter than me.
She is.
Like, in regular
in
life
a battle
stuff.
Battle of wits!
Yes. In regular
Don't
life
take
stuff.
On the K!
The stuff that matters, she's smarter than Hampshire.
All right, there you go. Can't beat Kelly. Congrats, Kelly. She's 5-0.
Yay.
5-0 here on 99.7 DJX.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits.
That's right.
But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time.
That's also right.
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, we got you from Lindsay from Hillview rolling in. Said, I'm headed to St. Louis. Can you play Chris Brown to celebrate 20 years of the GOAT?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we got you. Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't played, heard, played back to back to back to back.
Good morning, Beyonce here. Oh, wow.
Beyonce.
I'm texting to get my request in for Beyonce's birthday. I feel like we should honor her with a song of your choice.
Ah!
Oh!
Okay. Remember this banger? Throwback Thursday. Still love that song. By the way, going to throw that one out to Ashley, too. She wanted a Beyonce song for Caitlin. Not that one, but congrats. You got that one.
That's great. That's great.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Jen wants to hear some Paralyzer.
Ooh, wow.
Please and thank you.
That.
With a heart emoji.
It's been a minute since this song has played on 99.7 DJX.
This is so aggressive.
Yes. I want to say there was a time when we led the country in how many times we played this song.
And you're welcome.
And you're welcome. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Yeah, you've heard all these songs at one point, but never in this way.
Exactly. This is a
bona fide Picked by You playlist. Gary says, feel good throwback Thursday. New baby was in the hospital for a few days, but came home yesterday. Play something good.
All right. And Brooke also, my beautiful niece, had her precious baby boy on Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
Pick a song for the newest member of the family there. All right. How about Good Feeling, right?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Feeling good. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 EJX.
Lizzie. Sugar Ray for Lizzie and Nolan.
Okay.
Or Ricky Martin to help make school drop-offs a little bit more interesting.
I like that then.
All right. Okay. This for Mom.
Listen. Lizzie and Nolan, you wouldn't even be here if it weren't for your mom. Yeah, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
Are we getting to Jessica's Faded, My Soul Decision?
It took me a long time to realize what faded mean.
Oh, now I think I just got it.
Really? Wow. It's slang that no one uses anymore, but okay. All right, Throwback Thursday. Love the radio edit of that. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Dr. Aaron, a.k.a. Dr. Juby, says she does not know what faded means.
Drunk.
Exactly. Little not sober. Look at that, all the learning that just happened for the doctor.
Anna Jade rolls in. How about Paramore? Anything they have is a banger. Do you remember this monster?
Oh, yeah. It took me a second.
Decode. Throwback Thursday, DJX. Yeah, yeah. Throwback Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
99.7 DJX for sure.
A little bit of an aggressive feel today.
A little bit.
Kelly from Crescent Hill needs Atomic Dog. Play it like it's Day 5 Alive at Kentucky Kingdom circa 1995.
Oh, wow. That would be great. Not going to do it, but that would be great if we did. All right? Just know it was noted. Throwback Thursday.
Are you ready for it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Lexi says, guys, OMG, faded does not mean drunk. I'm literally dying over here. It means when you smoke too much of the green lettuce, you get faded. Listen, I said drug. I heard it for both, but yes. And then Kelly said just not sober, which is... So accurate.
It's also accurate.
Cut us some slack, Lexi. We haven't used that phrase probably in 20 years. So, anyhow.
Listen, Sean says we need something chaotic.
Chaotic?
And this is coming from the right, Sean. I still say we need My Milkshake Rings All the Boys.
Okay. Here you go, Sean.
For the right Sean, the incorrect Sean.
Yeah. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
By the way, Realtor Keith. Benjamin Aaron!
What?
And he spelled your middle name right, by the way.
Did he really? Yes, A-R-I-N?
Yep. Right. I got so excited for Atomic Dog, then you dropped the nope on us. I forgive you because you guys are banging this TBT.
Aww. Well, get ready for that to change when Tony says, how about Nickelback or the Clarissa Explains It All theme song? All right.
Oh my God.
Bet you thought I was going to go with Nickelback.
Ready to go.
Doesn't everybody?
Why?
We're a radio station.
Do you have a Clarissa button I didn't know about?
It's right next to the Nickelback button. Shh, this is a banger.
What?
You're ruining it. Stop it.
Hey, listen, Dr. Eric's pointing out a very good point. You have this song, but you don't have Jennifer Page Crush?
True.
We don't forget that! Didn't even put any lyrics to this. They didn't even try.
Yeah.
They put zero effort into this theme song. And I'm mad. Okay. You saved it. Brought it back. Yeah, for Elena.
Throwback Thursday.
I love it.
Yes, sometimes.
Ben and Kelly. Yeah.
We have to throw it back to theme songs,
too. We really don't need to do that ever again.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, Ben and Kelly, Ben and Kelly, Ben and Kelly. Ben and Kelly, Ben and Kelly, Ben and Kelly, Ben and Kelly. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Megan rolls in. I'm moving Tuesday to Utah.
Oh, Megan.
This is my last Throwback Thursday in town. Can you play me Jonas Brothers to throw back to when they were number one on the top five at nine for weeks in a row?
Oh, my gosh, the top five at nine.
Wouldn't that be great if we actually did?
Are you about to say no to Megan on her last Throwback Thursday here in town? She was our intern for crying out loud.
Then
she gets special treatment.
You know what? Then she knows how it works, right?
Oh, my God. I'm going to apologize right now, Megan, to him. You know. You know I got it.
All right. I'm kidding. All right. Enjoy. Throwback Thursday.
That was cute, Jonas. Let's be honest.
That was a little bit.
Honest, in their catalog.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Catherine said, "Yo, what about Maroon 5 Sugar?"
Oh,
remind me of that. Is it good? Here, okay, hang on a second.
I don't
recall
that being one of their best.
I don't know if that's one of their best. We're gonna make a edit it.
Was kind of fun. This is where they crashed all the weddings, right? That was fun. Am I most excited about this one?
No. What's a better one? This Love? Payphone?
Payphone's good. Wait, no, Animal. Animal, that's my favorite. Animal. Not that one.
You literally just said this.
But then I switched it to
I'm not a mind reader.
Animal. I'm telling you, Animal.
It's not correct.
Or animals.
Yes, it's animals.
Animals.
Yes.
Switch it.
Yes! This one's good. Because it goes hard when the drums kick in. You know it does.
Okay.
Animals, moles.
Animals, moles.
Yes.
All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Elizabeth, you guys give me anxiety.
Sorry.
Catherine, you guys should try decaf.
Mm.
Justin, you two sound like Venom arguing with himself.
You know what? Okay.
Yes! And then we're going to insane.
Yay!
Yes. Oh!
We do sound a little insane to people who've never heard this show before.
Bit. Welcome.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Lizzie wants Blues Traveler.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that. I do appreciate it, though. I really do.
Duly noted and ignored.
And ignored.
They already got us all.
Look, Missy Elliott, we do have a text for Missy Elliott. I can't stay in the rain, but I don't really want to play that one. So.
Why? That was a good one.
I know.
All right.
I know. Throwback Thursday. Mississippi putting it down. The battle meeting. People. Let me know. Got the feeling, son. Let me throw you some. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Michelle says, play something for Kinsley as she's trying out for fifth grade cheer at her school today.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's so sweet.
Hang on. I have a quick change. What is that one song? Oh, yeah. That's right. I had something queued up for you, and then I just thought of a better song for you.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Listen. This is very cheerleader
this
themed.
Feels very cheerleader.
Yes, very cheerleader
the spelling
themed.
Spelling in it and everything.
Yeah, the spelling.
Yeah.
All that.
All of it.
Throwback Thursday. Yep, nothing but bangers. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX, and there we go.
Oh, look at all that.
Yep.
Look at all that. We didn't even get to Boys to Men.
No, we didn't. Trina, also shout out to her third grader, started preschool on Tuesday. She's a mess.
It's her third baby. The last baby. Started preschool.
That doesn't make sense. My third grader started preschool.
No, it didn't at all. I had to correct you.
Kid's a little stupid. Sorry. One, and Taylor Swift's Never Grow Up. That is a beautiful song,
for sure. We played a different, more aggressive Taylor song.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. It's all good.
Oh, gosh. And then Todd, dang it, stupid holiday week screwed me up again. I thought it was Wednesday.
Mm.
I was 22 minutes late to the party.
Yeah. Oh, Todd. Yes.
Oh, dang it.
All right. So there you go. Throwback Thursday every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. All brought to you by Once Upon a Child. So there's a new relationship trend going on TikTok. And it's called Date Them Until You Hate Them. The sound of it is like, okay, well, that, you know, aren't you always just dating someone until you either get married or you
realize
move on?
They're not the one.
Yeah, exactly. But the idea behind it is that even if it's becoming like difficult, you continue to date them until
it's hatred,
grows so much that it's easier to just cut it off.
Get ready with me while I tell you how I ended my four-year relationship and wasn't totally heartbroken after. The reason I was able to walk away from my four-year relationship is because I dated him until I hated him. Mm. Now, I know some people are about to come for me and be like, you should just end it. It's not always that easy. Some people make it really hard for you to walk away from a relationship, or maybe you're really, really comfortable with them. You've been with them for forever, and it is hard to walk away sometimes. So, again, date them until you hate them.
Mm.
That feels like a lot of wasted time. If you like know it's not going to work out in the long run, like you figured that out.
I feel like
But you know it's going to be hard to walk away and you might be sad about
it.
In there until you absolutely despise this person and then you can walk away and it's fine.
You're right. It does sound a little like it's
psycho. It sounds psycho.
It's basically breaking up by slow burn. Some people say it has helped them. Others warn that it could be unhealthy.
Yes.
Because it feels
unhealthy.
Because you're staying in a relationship and then way past when it's expiration date.
Yeah. Yes.
When you should have gotten out.
When you know this is probably not a healthy situation for you. It's not enhancing your life more than it's causing you stress. And you know that you don't see yourself with this person in the long run.
Cut and run.
You're going to be sad.
Rip the
Band-Aid
off.
On your crying rug in the middle of the kitchen and you eat some ice cream and you drink some Arbor Mist and you get past it. But we don't stay in there for much, much longer than you should, wasting their time and yours by getting to the hatred part. That's psycho.
I feel like she needs to hear you say that to her.
I'll send her the tape.
Thanks. I mean, the only thing that I think the date them until you hate them situation has going for it is its catchy little name.
Sure.
I'm a big fan of catchy names.
And then you're not sad.
And
when you walk away, you're fine.
And so once you get a catchy name, that's all I need.
Run with it. Okay.
I like the catchy name.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Date them till you hate them.
Make it a TV show.
Date them till you hate them.
That has reality show written all over it, doesn't
it? It really does.
It does. Like, okay.
There'd have to be challenges. There'd have to be people that are, already currently dating.
Yes.
On a rocky spot.
Yes. And so that you send them to this island or whatever, and they're either going to figure it out, like they're going to be like, this is my person, and we're going to fight through this, or I hate them, and we can't, nope, we're done. And you break up right then and there.
Could you host it?
I'll host it.
I don't think you could.
Oh, you don't think I could?
No.
Do you think I'd be too sad for people?
I think you would get too invested.
I'd get too emotionally involved.
And you would want them all to work out.
Yes, because I'm a romantic at heart.
Sure.
Yeah, but I also feel like, too, I have a radar where I can sniff out the ones that
aren't going to work.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I could just tell them, save yourself some time, break up.
It's like new employees that come to the radio station.
Exactly.
And you're like, it'll last probably 2 months.
I smell fear.
It's just because we're so intimidating, Kelly. It's you and I. That's what it is. All right. Yeah, anyways, we'll tweet it out. You can kind of see the whole, like...
But hey, Netflix.
Video that went well. Yeah.
This sounds like it's got you written all over it with your Love is Blind and all sorts
of
stuff.
That's right.
Like this, date them till you hate them. Yep.
Yep. More than likely, it's probably already in the works.
It should be.
It should be.
If it's not, I'll go ahead and take credit for it.
There you go.
If you see it pop up in your queue soon, you're welcome.
Hi there, Ben and Kelly, and a feel-good story. So we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
If you have an iPhone 14 or newer,
yeah,
you have this feature that ended up saving the life of a teenager in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
Her name is Lindsay. She crashed her car pretty badly. Like, you look at pictures of this wreck and you wonder how anybody survived it. She broke bones in her legs, pelvis, hips, neck, everywhere. But the phone's crash detection feature immediately called emergency services. They were able to then find and rescue her from the wreckage. The call lasted 22 minutes. Lindsay was able to provide details to the dispatcher. And doctors say that she avoided paralysis because they were able to find her so quickly and start rendering aid.
The person from the fire and rescue told me that 911 said the phone initiated the call. So I looked further into that to find out, you know, exactly who made a call and how it happened. And I discovered that iPhones, if you have 14 or newer, and she has the iPhone 14, has an automatic crash detection on it if you have the setting on. We are just so blessed that she's alive. It's a miracle. We're so blessed that there's no paralysis. So the most important thing is to make sure you have this technology because, you know, it's available and a lot of us don't even know about it.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you go into your settings, emergency SOS, and then you have to... it's enabled on mine, call after severe crash.
Okay.
So it calls for you, especially in a situation if you can't reach your phone.
Yep.
You know, things go flying and everything like
sure.
that.
Sure, yeah.
Claudia from Horse Cave texted in. She's got a similar story. Last year, I was in a wreck that totaled my car on my way to work one morning.
Wow.
Fortunately, I was wearing my Apple Watch that day. My watch instantly sent a notification to emergency contacts, letting them know I had been in a car accident. Then it connected me automatically to a 911 operator. I had no idea where I was, but my watch sent my location to the operator and also sent my location to my husband and my sister, who were my emergency contacts.
Dang.
My watch was also able to tell them where I was anytime I moved locations.
Mm.
It was able to tell them which hospital I was taken to as well. Thankfully, I escaped the accident with just a few bumps and bruises, and I'm thankful my watch was able to do that for me. Hopefully,
scary.
This is going to be a universal thing. Yeah, like Android users.
Yeah, hopefully it comes to Android. At least I've got a good camera.
So you can take amazing pictures.
I can take amazing pictures.
Oh my God. But yeah, I mean, I did not know that existed. And then I just opened it up and it's like, okay, yeah, it is enabled.
Wow.
So, there you go.
Okay.
I'm good to go. But now I've been in a couple of wrecks.
Yes, you have.
Recently.
And it hasn't worked for you.
It hasn't done that. And I think it's because severe. Like it has to detect a certain level of like violence in being thrown
Interesting.
Around.
Yeah.
Okay. So like absolute severe crashes, it automatically calls.
Okay.
Yeah. You can see the story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
This is setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, that's the lane that we're in. And this one might be another reason that if you win the lottery or a large sum of money, take the lump sum.
Take the lump
Even
sum.
Even if it's like half of what you would win.
Yes.
Here's why. If you can manage to make it through the day without winning... a payout for life, but then the company goes bankrupt.
Oh, no.
Then you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Listen,
oh, no.
His name's John. There was a contest, Publishers Clearinghouse. It was huge.
I remember back in the day, they'd show up to your house with balloons, prize patrol,
so
a big check.
So John... one Publishers Clearinghouse back in like 2012.
Wow.
He got $5,000 a week for life.
And he was literally one of the people in the commercials.
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically, if you do the math, it's about 260 grand a year.
Okay.
Not a bad lump sum.
I mean, I'd quit my job for that. That's a good salary.
Yeah. I mean, if you can rely on that.
Yes.
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 But.
Oh, no.
This year, the check never came, and apparently, it never will.
Oh.
Because Publishers Clearinghouse back in April filed for bankruptcy, and at least 10 former winners of, quote, forever prizes will no longer get their payments.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
I thought, why didn't they give me a heads up? Hey, we're going out of business, you know? But no, it's like somebody just cut the cord, sold my jet ski, sold my trailer. I had a little bit of money left over, and that's what I'm living on right now. You know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose my home.
Yeah, so
he didn't like invest.
So
anything.
He didn't invest.
Like he was just like spending everything. Yeah,
I mean,
getting.
It was like, okay, he started to rely on that income, and then now he's having a hard time finding a job because he's been out of the workforce for so long.
He's been living off of prize money.
Yes.
That is a long time to live off of prize money.
Now, I guess there are others who are in his boat.
Yeah.
Same
deal.
Let's
hope they were smarter with theirs and just kind of invested it.
Yeah.
Let it keep growing.
Another, quote, winner for life in his position said, "You promised to change people's lives and now you messed it up."
Oh, gosh.
So now some winners did receive all their money because they chose the lump sum.
Right.
Now, I don't know if John had that as a choice
as
or not.
Option.
Yeah. But I guess as part of the bankruptcy, Publishers Clearinghouse is going to continue running contests, but for all the old winners, sorry, you're not a part of it.
But wait!
Yep, they're only paying future winners.
Get new winners? That's wrong.
Listen.
You handle the existing customers, okay? You make sure they're covered, you settle out with them before you start trying to get new people that you're going to have to pay out when you have no money! That's wrong. Oh, I wouldn't. Ooh, yeah. Can they sue?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. So, maybe you call Top Dog.
Yeah, my gosh. Or Sam Aguiar. Get Sam Aguiar on the case.
Oh, man.
All right, so anyways, that's your Setting the Bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting really lucky and winning payout for life.
And but just living up that.
But then the company goes bankrupt.
The gravy train is cut off.
Yeah, you're doing okay.
But again, that's real. That's sus that they're filing for bankruptcy. Sorry, I can't pay you. But hey, other people, go ahead and enter our contest. We can pay you, we promise.
Yeah, we'll pay you. We promise.
Oh, wow.
That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Couple things here real quick. It's 99.7 DJX. We just had that Setting the Bar story. Now, there is still $1.7 or more billion dollars up for grabs in the Powerball because there was no winner last night.
I feel so much better. I forgot to buy a ticket. So now I still have a chance.
I'm selling it.
And I know I'm going to take the lump sum.
Yes.
Lump sum.
That would be, even though that $1.7 billion, it would only be amount to a little over $500 million.
That's okay.
Make it work.
I'll make it stretch.
Make it stretch. Make it stretch.
Yep, I can do that.
And then we also got several text messages that said, like from Kyle, who said, Ben, Android users have that feature on their phone too. The same feature from your Feel Good where it will detect if you're in an emergency and contact emergency services.
Okay, so what is it? Open up your phone and see if you've got it enabled.
I don't know.
Do you have to enable it?
Probably.
They didn't tell you how to do it?
Yeah, he sent a screenshot. It's like emergency SOS on your Android phone.
Okay, so it's the same. It's labeled the same.
So not only are we going to be able to take fire photos.
Oh.
Amazing photos.
So now all of a sudden, you're better again.
Yes.
Than
Apple
users.
Again. Okay. Once again, Android users are better than Apple users.
Once again, on top.
That was a wild roller coaster for me.
It was. It was.
Thank you, Kyle.
Still living in green bubble land, though, and we're all still mad at you.
I know. Everybody's like, dang it, Ben.
We still have FaceTime. You can't FaceTime anybody, can you? Can you? You can't.
I mean, I can.
No, you can't.
Okay, you're right. I can't.
And you can't AirDrop.
No, can't AirDrop.
Still better. Knocked you back down a couple notches. You were starting to get a little too big for your britches.
I was, sorry. Yeah, I was. That happens every now and then. All right. It's 99.70 JX. This guy, Benson, coming to Louisville, Bourbon and Beyond, next week. There's nothing cool. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Has anyone else done this where you think you've got a credit to a restaurant or a place?
Gift card.
Yeah, gift card.
Yeah.
You kind of go big.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? I got an extra $50 sitting here in gift card form.
I'm getting an appetizer
today. That's right, getting an appetizer.
And dessert.
You want dessert? You want to Oscar style that steak? Go ahead.
Oscar style.
That's good. Do you know what that is?
Tasty. Some sort of sauce or something.
Well, yes, there's sauce, but then there's also like crab meat and asparagus all a part of that.
Yes. Yeah. It's also so, Collinsworth.
Took my mom out to dinner last night to a place, restaurant we don't necessarily go to. Thought I had a $50 gift card for that.
She's like, oh, Benjamin.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what we're doing. We're like, hey, let's get an appetizer. Let's do this. Let's do that. Yeah, I'll have another beer. Then the check comes. I got it. Don't worry. I got it. So she's like, thank you. I appreciate you, offering to pay. That's great. So I toss my gift card in there, toss my debit card in there, send it on back.
Good for it.
Yep. The waitress gets about 10 feet, turns around, comes back to the table. Says, hey, we don't accept this gift card here. That's to our other location. And I said, now, externally, I was like, oh, no worries.
Inside, you're like, what?
I'm like, you mean to tell me?
What kind of a racket is this? You give location-specific gift cards.
Hang on a second.
You expect me to read fine print? I don't read past the subject line on email.
You mean to tell me I got to go to Middletown now?
Oh, is Middletown? Give it to me. I'll use it.
I may.
So, I don't want to venture from St. Matthew's to Middletown.
No, it was just one of those. It was already like, I don't necessarily go to this restaurant a whole ton. We haven't been here in a while. Let's go check it out.
It's like, can you get the Middletown location on the horn for him? Just tell you it's okay.
Just say, you know
so
what?
So we get permission.
Yeah, just let them know.
Just go ahead and tell them it's fine.
Run my bill.
Just run it.
On their
thing. That'd be great.
Because
I've already eaten here.
I should have just been like, no, just tell them I'm good. Should have been like, what?
No, they told me it was fine.
No,
they told
it's
me that
good.
You would say it was fine.
Yeah.
They told me that.
They told me that.
They told me that just to say, like, Bill said that over there.
If you missed anything from the show, catch up on the podcast. You can find that, WDJX.com, tap listen. You can also see Can't Beat Kelly. She was 4-0 coming into this round of Can't Beat Kelly.
And I was going up against Becky with the good hair.
Yeah.
I already felt like I was at a disadvantage.
You are.
Thank you.
Does it worry you that it comes so quick?
No, I expect it.
Okay, good.
At this point, I expect it.
All right. Look, it's reciprocated. I know. You come quick with the jabs, too.
Okay.
It's all good. YouTube, at Ben and Kelly Show. Hit subscribe.
Yep. Anything
else?
No, that's it.
All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.